All right, we got some guests in the studio, and I always love it when guests come with gifts.
I know.
That's the best. We've got Chris and Sean from the Hudson Valley Horror Fest, which is going to be happening at the South Hills Mall. They'll tell us more about that. But welcome, guys.
Thank you. Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having us again.
Well, thank you for the gift. You know, last time we had these guys in there, we were talking really bad horror movies.
And what our favorites are.
What our favorite worst horror movie is. And I said mine was the movie Pieces, where the guy like cuts all the people up and reanimates this woman. They brought me a copy on DVD. Yeah. Thanks so much, guys.
No problem.
My wife will hate you,
yeah,
but
totally.
She's
going to be very angry at us.
And my favorite is Motel Hell, where Rory Calhoun actually makes sausages out of people. And they brought me a copy of Motel Hell with Deranged. It's a double feature.
See,
thanks,
twice
guys.
Twice
I'm
bad.
So excited
you know,
about this.
You know what's funny about Motel Hell? They actually have a higher Yelp rating than that Union Street place down in Hudson.
They do, absolutely. And they don't even charge you.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk horror movies. Since we got you guys in here, you guys are horror aficionados.
We try.
And I was on Rotten Tomatoes yesterday, and I was looking at their list of the highest rated horror movies. Because I love horror movies, but I'm looking here, I'm very confused. Number one is a movie I've never even seen or heard of. It's called Repulsion. It's from 1965. I guess it's a Roman Polanski movie.
Yeah, Polanski.
Are you guys familiar with this one?
I've seen that one,
yeah. I've never seen it, but I've
Oh, you've
I've
never seen it either?
Yeah, Catherine Deneuve stars in it, if I'm not mistaken. I always wanted to see it, but...
She's like a recluse, schizophrenia, and it's kind of like her breaking point.
Is it? I mean, it's number one, so it must be like
an
awesome movie.
It's an intense movie to watch, yeah. I mean, Roman Polanski did a good job, but she delves into her psychosis. And
was that back when he was actually allowed in this country?
I think so. But I think that movie was filmed either in Belgium or France, I think. So it was a foreign film.
Oh.
Black
so,
and white.
I mean, do you agree with it being number one? Was it that intense? Was it that good?
It's a good movie to watch. It's subjective, so... I think it falls into more obscurity, and people haven't seen it. So
not number one on your list, is
probably
it?
Probably not.
We'll never show it at Hudson Horror.
Sean, what would be number one on your list?
All time
favorite horror movie, your best horror movie to say.
I mean, I always stick with Night of the Living Dead. I mean, that's in my top of all time.
What about you, Chris?
I would have said Dawn of the Dead, the original Dawn of the Dead from George Romero.
Yeah.
The sequel to Night of the Living Dead.
Those are good. Now, I don't even think those cracked the top 10.
Well, this is Rotten Tomatoes. This isn't like Saw. Saw 6, shouldn't that be number one? Or like Twilight 8?
There's some great classics on here. Number two is the original King Kong. Number three is The Bride of Frankenstein from 1935. Number four, I've never heard of this one. The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari is from like 1920.
Yeah, you guys know that.
They've
done
like 7 different versions of that over the years. That movie keeps getting remade.
It's a German expressionist film. That sounds weird.
Very artistic. Again, we like to show trash. So
that's not going to be at the fest either.
No.
Movie, though, might be the first zombie movie, though.
Oh, really?
It is a reanimated corpse in that movie. So
number five is Nosferatu, of course, the classic. Yeah,
classic.
That's got to be up there. Six is Alien.
Oh, yeah, I've got the alien tattooed on my leg. That's
really?
Yeah, I love that.
Wow.
See, now, if you're going for an alien tattoo, wouldn't you do the one on the chest?
Coming out. That's what I would think.
Oh, God.
Saving that for the
I should have totally did that.
You have to consult with me on these things. Number seven is The Invisible Man. Eight is Frankenstein, the original Frankenstein. Psycho made the top 10.
Oh, Psycho's
and then
good.
Jaws.
I was just going to say, where's Jaws?
Jaws is number 10.
Okay.
That
all
counts
right.
as a horror movie. So now, Robin was curious because we were looking at the whole list and Mad Max made the list. And you didn't think Mad Max should even be on the list.
Yeah, I see that. And Mad Max, the 35th anniversary screening, is part of what you're doing on Saturday. Now, is that actually a horror flick?
No. But, you know, we like to do, you know, what we call, drive-in cinema. So, you know, Mad Max is certainly an exploitation movie from the 70s. So it fits in our category of, you know, fun, drive-in style kind of movies. I mean, we're also showing Lady Terminator, which is this insane Filipino ripoff of Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator.
Oh, nice.
Is cool.
So, you know, it's definitely not a horror movie, but it's trash. It's cinematic trash, and I think people will love it.
Yeah. Explain to us a little bit more about the Hudson Horror Show for people who aren't familiar.
Sure, for anybody who hasn't heard of us, we do it's an all day movie fest. You buy one ticket, and we're there. It's what, like 12 hours. We're showing 6 movies. All the movies are from vintage 35 millimeter film prints, nothing digital. We show vintage trailers. Old school movie trailers and snack bar ads in between each movie. We have probably about 20 vendors selling all sorts of geek merchandise, toys, comic books,
it's
DVDs,
12
T-shirts.
Hours.
Yeah, it's a 12-hour show because it's six
will
movies.
Will the popcorn be available?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. They make extra.
Ah, good.
So, yeah, it's great fun. Tickets are $26 in advance, 30-day of show if we have any left because we've only got like 24 tickets left, I think.
Probably not likely that there'll be any available. But
yeah, the last couple shows have sold out in advance.
No, but I mean, for all that, I mean, for all those hours of movies and everything else is going on, $26, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah,
oh, my
yeah,
God,
I mean,
for 12 hours?
It's six movies for $26.
Yeah, you can't even go to a 3D movie
yeah.
by yourself for $26
right.
now.
And you come and go as you want. All, you know, some people are like, oh, you know, I want to skip a movie and go to Chili's. Well, you know, go right ahead. You know, people come and go as long as... we put a wristband on them, and they're good to go.
It really is a festival. It's yes. an indoor festival.
And people yes. are welcome to come in just to check out the vendors. They don't have
Absolutely.
To buy a ticket. They're still welcome.
Yeah, if you don't want to, if you want to just shop, definitely good point.
Just stop.
Just come
stop
in and
by.
Just check out the toys and comics and DVDs
buy
and
some stuff.
Buy some stuff.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We seem to get a lot of parents that come, bring their like younger kids. Buy some stuff and then leave.
Yeah, that sounds like that's what I'll be doing on Saturday.
Yeah, come on down.
Cool. Yep. So there you go. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, Saturday, head on down to the South Hills Mall there. And the Empire, was the Empire?
It's the Empire South Hills 8, which is the former Silver Cinemas South Hills 8.
Same theater we
Same
were
theater,
in.
Same theater, different name.
That's awesome.
Owners, yeah. And then if we could mention the Alamo show that we're doing too.
Yeah, now what you guys are doing something down in Yonkers now
yes.
too? You're expanding?
Yep, new Alamo Draft House in Yonkers, cool. New York. It's a cool movie theater. They do regular movies, and you can eat and get served liquor or what other drinks at your seat, and we're going to do a double feature there. We're going to do Tourist Trap, which is very similar to Motel Hell, and Tombs of the Blind Dead, which is a Spanish zombie classic, September 20th.
Is this, like, subtitled, these foreign
nope,
ones?
Nope, these are, yeah, it's horribly dubbed
horribly
in
dubbed.
English.
Oh, good, good.
Like pieces.
Yeah, I'm very curious about Lady Terminator. That sounds that sounds amazing.
That
oh, it's a fun one.
Probably, yeah. probably the most crazy movie I've ever seen.
It's like a shot for shot, at times, remake of
Terminator,
but with a lady.
Sounds like some of the YouTube videos we make here with
yeah.
Meat Sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. it does,
yeah,
right?
Well, I think we might have an idea now. Meat Sandwich Terminator. Maybe you guys can show that next year at the fest.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
I think that movie's probably going to be the high point for everybody. I don't think a lot of people have seen that one. So
the Lady Terminator, not
lady
the Meat Sandwich one.
The Meat Sandwich, no.
Yeah.
We also have
that's next year.
We also have two mystery movies. So it's going to be six movies in all. But you won't know about the mystery movies until you come down, check it out.
So, right. so there you go. So check it out. You guys have a website too, right?
Yep. www.hudsonhorror.com. Also, hudsonhorrorshow.com, whatever's easier to remember.
Or Facebook right. or Twitter or whatever else. The kids
all right. We'll put all the links up on our site too. Cool. I appreciate you guys stopping by.
Oh, we appreciate it.
We'll see you this
yeah.
weekend. And if you really want to be horrified before you leave, you have to have one of these cappuccino potato chips.
Try the ginger.